آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
Today we are joined by Carmen Greentree. She is the author of A Dangerous Pursuit of Happiness. It's a book about her journey to India. She headed to India to study with Dalai Lama in search of spirituality. But her quest for enlightenment was brutally derailed. How did that happen? And what exactly happened? She joins us today on SBS Hindi to tell us more. Carmen, welcome to SBS Hindi.
Thank you for having me here today.
Tell us what exactly happened when you were in India.
I went to a tourist agency to catch a bus from Delhi straight to the Dalai Lama. I booked in for some study at his ashram, and I knew exactly which bus I needed to catch and where I needed to go. And then when I was in the tourist agency, I kept on getting pressured and manipulated and coerced in just for hours and hours to cave in and go a different way, so go off track. And so instead of letting me get on the bus that I wanted to go, I caved in and said, okay, fine, I will catch the plane to Srinagar and then catch a bus from Srinagar to Dharamsala.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that that will be cheaper, that that will be easier, that that will be faster and that will be safer. And that's how I ended up getting to Kashmir and never being able to leave Kashmir.
How were you rescued?
So I don't exactly know exactly who it was. All I know is that it looked like a police boat. It looked like policemen, and they had guns, and they came to the boat to rescue me. I think you might mean how did that come about, though?
That's right.
Yeah, so my friend Catherine had a dream that something was wrong. So she's back in Australia, and it was a bit unusual because no one was expecting me to come home for a very long time. I was planning on being in India for maybe a few years. And so she did have this dream that startled her, woke her up, and made her really feel strongly that I needed help, that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up tracing everything that she could trace. And there was a phone call that had been made by one of the main captors that I had there, and that was because he wanted to extort money and items, expensive items, from my parents. So that phone number was actually the connecting link that she was able to use to find out where I was and have the police come and rescue me.
Right. It definitely left an indelible mark on your life, didn't it? So many years later, how did you heal yourself from that experience?
So the first thing I want to say is, yes, it definitely left a really big mark on my life, and so much so that it took me many, many years to realise quite the impact. And even still to this day, I get more clarity and more understanding as to what has happened and how I've been affected. And I'll just give you a quick example. It was only last week that I actually realized that one of the ways that I was really affected by this was that I really felt that my freedom had been taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And that so it wasn't just my body, it wasn't just my life, but it was essentially my freedom. And that really hit me quite hard. And so the way that I heal, I mean, I've healed a lot and I'm still always healing as things like that come up. And the way that I heal,
yes,
is I feel into the feeling that I have going on in my body. So I try to get out of the head and stop thinking and stop telling the story, but instead I just feel, what is it that my body's feeling? Where is it feeling? You know, is it in my throat, or is it in my chest? And I really feel, is it fear, or is it sadness, or is it terror? And I allow myself to feel it, and I allow myself to love myself while I feel it, and to let the love dissolve the fear or hold the fear or create a space for that and to honor that and to listen to what that part of my experience is telling me. And then what usually happens is that there will be some sort of message or learning that I can take, and that the pain or the emotion will start to move through my body. And then I always find that if I do this, if I carve out, you know, half an hour to sit with something, that I can usually get back to a place of feeling unconditional love, compassion and peace. And that works very well for me.
It brings me to the question, you know, your memoir, The Dangerous Pursuit of Happiness. Was that part of the healing process, writing it all down?
It has been, yes. I didn't plan that to be like that. The reason why I wrote the book was because I really wanted to inspire others that no matter what they've gone through, that there is hope, that you can heal, that life can be good again, and that there are techniques that can help survivors like myself to overcome these things and to feel better. So that was the main reason why I wrote the memoir, because I wanted to lift people up and show that we can be free. But yeah, when I was writing the book, it did turn out that there was more healing that had happened as a side effect, which was amazing. It was beautiful.
Thousands and thousands of people travel to India each year. You know, some say that India is not a safe country. Some find love, peace, happiness, and spirituality there. India left a very strong mark on you. What would you say to people who are traveling around the world, and especially India?
I would tell them that it would probably be a good idea that you do know exactly where you're going and book things in advance, and preferably if you can travel with somebody else, that would be great. In saying that, I don't want this to be about making India a bad place or putting fear into people, because I want to strongly point out that I believe that bad things can happen everywhere in every country, and there's just good and bad everywhere. So, you know, I personally would love to go back to India, and I would really love to experience all the beautiful things that I'm sure India has to offer. And so, yeah, I think it's just like maybe not so much what would I say to people traveling to India, but maybe just people traveling in general. When you're going to a new place, it might just be wise to have that extra plan, basically.
Lovely. Thank you so much for speaking to SBS Hindi today.
No worries. Thank you, Masiki. It's been a pleasure.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं.